Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you are doing great today. We really do. We are shouting out to Lynchburg, Virginia.
Lynchburg, yes.
All our Liberty friends and
Flames,
pals.
Yes,
Liberty Flames. Definitely. There was a hockey player that was hurt the other night. He had given a shout out on Facebook, so I really hope that he is continuing doing well. So we can definitely pray for him.
Better, I think.
Yes, so praying for him, and just so excited. We love Liberty. We love Lynchburg. So shout out to you. And we would also like to remind you that we do have a website, graceintheshadowsor.org. You can text or email us, Dr. Jonathan at graceintheshadowsor.org. Well, actually, you can email us. You can't text us as that. But you can text and call us at 251-244-4645. You can also support us, be a supporter of the show. There's a link in our show notes. You can also get a 1 month free of Covenant Eyes Porn Blocker by using the promo code GRACE1998. Finally, you can check out our Etsy store and get some Grace in the Shadows merchandise. All of these things are found in our show notes. And we also have a link to our mascot. Sigh. There's a picture link.
Yes.
So you can find that as well. We'll leave that on for the next few.
He's here right now. Dr. Sigh.
Dr. Sigh is joining us today. All right. What kind of crazy things or crazy facts do you have today, Dr. J?
You know, there are less than 30 ships in the Royal Canadian Navy, which are less than most third world countries.
Wow. Okay.
So that's interesting.
That is interesting.
I guess they rely on our Navy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We have a pretty large Navy. Yes.
Larry the Cable Guy's real name is Daniel Lawrence Whitney.
Oh.
His notable southern accent is fake.
Oh.
I didn't know this.
Didn't either.
He was born and raised in the Midwest, not in the South. No, say it ain't so, Joe.
I cannot believe that. He is making fun of our southern accents.
Yes.
He doesn't
even
have one himself. Mm. Mm.
Yes, yes.
You let me down, Larry the Cable Guy. Let me down. All right, you got another?
Let's see here. Nowadays, millionaires with just $1 million aren't considered wealthy anymore.
Oh.
By most Americans.
Okay.
They now the typical American sees at least 2.4 million as wealthy.
What?
Well, I'm still on the million.
I could handle a million. I would feel wealthy.
You know, I don't have to be considered.
No. $1 million would be nice. Definitely.
I know what they mean.
Definitely. All right. Give us one more, Dr. J.
Okay. When mice live in the wild, they typically only live for about 6 months.
Oh, my.
That's really sad.
I don't like mice. We lived in a townhouse in Raleigh, and somehow mice got in the walls. Now, they didn't get into our townhouse.
It was our neighbor.
The neighbor.
They got in our walls.
They were in our walls. And at night, we would hear them. And it would freak me out. And I just went crazy. But thankfully, somebody moved in. And when that person moved in, they left. I don't know. I don't like mice. So,
I don't like mice either.
Yeah.
That's why God gave us snakes. Cats.
Okay. I'm allergic to cats. We're not having a snake. Please do not try to say we need a snake. Because you know you're not going to. So, all right. Well, what is our topic today?
You know, we cannot not communicate. We communicate all the time.
Yes, we do.
Message and communication usually made up of three components.
Yes.
7% of our communication is really content, ironically.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Tone is 38%. Nonverbals are 55%.
Oh, okay.
Studies have shown humans can make more than 20 distinct facial expressions.
How many?
20 distinct facial expressions.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. All right.
You know, so we're going to look at some nonverbals. Because like I said earlier, we cannot not communicate.
Well, no. And we've been on this kick watching Lie to Me.
Oh, yeah.
It's a show that was on several years ago, but it's on Hulu now. We've been watching it. And they so use people's nonverbals to read them, and they show like pictures of real things that have happened in real world. It's really cool. So kind of that's made us interested in nonverbals and things like that. There's some immorality on the show that we don't like. We just kind of skip over that part.
Right.
But it's interesting looking at how to read people's nonverbals and the same things that people do. It's pretty cool.
And, you know, they would say that because of evolution, we've evolved from monkeys.
Somehow. Right.
You know, but I believe God has given us that innateness. To have these nonverbals because we're created personal beings.
Absolutely.
So that we cannot not communicate.
Well, do you, and let me ask you this question before we get into it. Do you feel like people that you're close to, can you really read the people that's closest to you?
I think it's a little harder.
I think it's harder.
I think sometimes we can be wrong on that. Yeah. And I think that we can be wrong on anything because it's not 100%.
Well, it's not 100%, definitely.
We're going to get into that too.
But nonverbals, you know, it's really cool to watch and see, you know. So let's talk about that.
I actually think in some ways we can read our spouse better than others because we kind of know them.
Well, I mean, we have this look that we can give each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're out in the public and we're looking at each other and we know what we're thinking. So that's pretty cool, you know, when you're close to somebody to be able to do.
Smiles.
Yes.
Smiles can mean different things depending on the exact facial expression.
Yes.
Most of the time, smiles means you're happy.
Right.
There's shy smiles, warm smiles, ironic smiles. Mm-hmm. The douchin, which is a French word, smile, it consists of corners of your mouth while squeezing your eyes to make crow's feet.
Like squinting your eyes.
This is considered a genuine smile.
Oh.
But when someone smiles and they look like they got crow's feet around their eyes, that's a genuine happy.
Well, and sometimes people try to smile and they're trying to look happy, but if you look at their eyes, they're not smiling there, you know they are faking you out.
Or a half smile.
Right.
And that's usually sarcasm.
True.
Or frustration.
Yeah, well, you and I are both sarcastic, so we have issues with that.
Arms crossed around your chest. The arms crossed and legs are perhaps one of the first types of nonverbal communication people notice when you see them because it's bigger.
Yeah.
You have more of your body you're covering.
Sometimes you're cold, though.
Sometimes. You've got to be careful with this one because sometimes you're cold.
Right.
Sometimes your legs are, I mean, you need to make sure someone's not freezing to death before you make judgments. And even then, sometimes it can be a form of even excitement if used in the right context.
True, true. So that one can be really hard to read, I think.
But a lot of times it means being closed off.
Yeah.
It means you're defensive.
Defensive, definitely.
It means you're kind of not liking the conversation.
Not liking where you are.
And so when I see someone in that, especially as clients or just personal relationships, I try to ask a open-ended question.
Yeah.
So that it can open them up. And a lot of times, though, their arms will come uncrossed.
Oh, that's interesting. So you see that their arms are crossed and you'll ask them a question and see if they uncross their arms. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Dr. J, you're pretty good at this nonverbal stuff.
I think
stuff.
You can do that with smiles, too, and all the nonverbals. You just clarify through questions and keep observing. Listen to the content. Listen to the tone of voice. And watch the nonverbals in context with where you are, what you're doing, and what the person's feeling.
You're all right. Yeah. I'm impressed.
That's why they give me the big bucks. Not really.
Oh, that's cool then. Okay. All right.
Tapping your fingers. What do you think?
Oh, that drives me completely insane. I cannot stand that. A lot of times it can mean you're bored. It can mean you're thinking.
Or impatient or nervous.
Or it can mean that you just want to irritate people.
Most of the time, people that are doing the tapping of fingers are impatient, nervous, or, you know, they're waiting for someone who's taking too long, someone to chime out.
Yeah. Okay. That drives me insane there. I cannot stand repetitive noises.
No.
And sometimes my lovely family will do that to me just to irritate
me. It's very irksome.
It is irksome. I don't like it, but yeah. Okay.
Steepling your fingers.
Oh, you know, here's a church.
Donald Trump would do that a lot.
Okay.
And a lot of powerful leaders.
Okay.
You know, when they do that, they're basically setting themselves apart.
Right.
That they're authoritative and in control.
Oh, so when they put their hands together with their fingers spread out, they are steepling.
And they're saying that they're powerful.
They're in charge. They're in control.
They're the head heifer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the
macho man.
Well, women can do that too.
Yeah. Oh,
powerful
yeah.
leaders.
Absolutely. Powerful leaders. Okay.
Tilting your head to one side.
Now, our dog does that a lot.
Well, tilting your head usually means the person's listening intently or they're very interested, maybe concentrating on what you're saying. It's a sign of openness because the neck is very vulnerable. It's the skin is very thin, and you got carotid arteries. You're exposing your neck. Your throat opens up. And so subconsciously, you're saying you trust that person. You're comfortable with that person. In women, it can mean a lot of times that they're attracted to you. That they think you're attractive and like you.
Did I tilt my head when we were dating?
I think you did.
All right. Yeah. Nice.
But there are exceptions to that. You can't always say that it's because they're the hots for you. But a lot of times they are.
Interesting. Okay. So it's basically you trust that person, you're opening up to them, and you want to hear what they have to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Crossing your legs.
Yeah.
Crossing your legs can tell a lot about us.
All right.
To cross them at the ankle may mean that you're hiding something. Cross them at the knee and pointing your knees away from the other person means you're uncomfortable.
Okay.
And you're trying to get away. A lot of times where you point your foot can signify, you know, escaping or wanting to get away. A lot of times people that want to get out of a conversation will point their foot to the door. Meaning they want to leave. They want to escape.
That is interesting.
But when they point it towards you, they're interested.
Okay. Well, I will say this, though. Okay. Mm-hmm. Long time ago, when I went to Mobile College, which is now the University of Mobile, I was in the Miss Mobile College pageant, and they taught to us about etiquette. And etiquette was you don't want to cross your legs at all. You don't want to cross your feet. You don't want to cross your legs. You want to put your knees together and kind of tuck in your feet. Wonder what that meant.
Well, I think that the best option is to plant your feet firmly on the floor without crossing them at all.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what you're wearing if you're doing an interview for Miss Mobile College.
Well, I think Miss Mobile College is correct.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, cool. All right.
Putting your head in your hands. What do you think that means?
Oh, that you're frustrated, you're upset. It can mean bored. Yeah.
Weary of life, shame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It could mean shame. Definitely. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Pulling your ear.
It might just be itchy, right?
It could be. And you got to be careful because it's not always 100%.
True.
You're trying to make a decision, but can't come to a decision. You're being indecisive.
Well, so you're pulling your ear means you're indecisive. You know, Carol Burnett used to pull her ear.
Yeah, she was very indecisive.
Well, no, she did it. Was she saying hi to her kids, I think? She said when she pulled her ear, she was saying hi to her kids.
I heard her pulling your leg. That's awful.
That is awful. All right.
Standing up straight means you're very confident.
Oh.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah. My mom used to tell me, stand up straight, Marlene, stand up straight, because I was always slump-shouldered. Probably because I wasn't very confident. Mm-hmm. And she wanted me to exude confidence. And also didn't want me to get hunchbacked. Okay.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
My dad liked that movie. She gave me water. I can't do the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay.
He used to imitate the Hunchback of Notre Dame very good.
Like, not the cartoon, but the old movie.
She gave me water. Anyhow, eye contact. Eye contact it's pretty self-explanatory in a lot of ways, but a lot of people don't know basic etiquette, and a lot of cultures are different because in certain cultures,
you shouldn't be direct.
If you give too much eye contact, it's considered very rude.
Yeah. And that's hard because Americans, we really push that eye contact. If you go to another country,
be aware of their etiquette.
Yeah, you need to study. You need to look at the etiquette of other countries.
Well, they may even kiss you.
Yeah.
When I went to South America and Latin countries, you know, they give you a kiss on the cheek. A lot of them still do, especially in Italy, Middle East.
Bonjour.
They're going to be talking right at your face.
Yeah.
And they're going to be giving you kisses.
I would have issues with that. I'm not a very touchy-feely person. So, yeah. But eye contact, we really want it. But I worked in a school where we had Asian students, and I'm used to students looking at me, and I had to adjust my expectations because they're not going to, because that's a sign of rudeness.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So,
you know, eye contact, is very important. It shows confidence. You're listening. But staring is really rude, even in our culture. Too much eye contact. The dazed look where you're just like.
Sometimes you're staring somebody down. You're trying to exert control, maybe.
That could even be aggressive.
aggressiveness. Yeah. So eye contact, you can learn a lot from a person.
So scientists suggest most people are okay with eye contact 3.2 seconds. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they got the two.
Okay.
at a time, at a stranger.
All right.
Because that shows confidence, but it's not too much.
Yeah.
3.2 seconds.
Right.
When you know someone that's closer with you, close friend, relative, yeah. you can stare yeah. longer.
Okay.
Longer eye contact.
Stare into my eyes, my darling.
eyebrow raises shows excitement. It can show interest professionally, okay. approval,
okay.
seeking confirmation,
right?
Yes to a conversation.
Okay.
It can also mean romantic interest.
Oh, so you can like flash your eyebrow. Woo, woo. Yeah. Woo. And I can raise one eyebrow and that shows, ooh, I'm interested in you. So not everybody can do that. Can you raise your eyebrow? No.
One at a time? No.
One at a time? No. Yeah, I can't. I can only do my right one. Yeah.
Gesturing with your hands open, palms up.
Ah.
This means you're trusting.
Okay.
And your hands are open.
All right.
Gestures are, palms are up, and it shows that you're not hiding anything.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And that's a lot of times where we got, you know, when we say hi to people or we shake hands with people.
Yeah.
The Indians, Native Americans, they would say, they would open the how,
yeah.
and they would show their hand because they were showing that they didn't have, not only was it
not
a greeting,
defensive, yeah.
but the showing that they did not have any weapons. They're not hiding anything.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
If you're at it could be a family gathering or some sort of business meeting.
Okay.
Signs of aggression could be pointing.
Oh, yeah.
Or aggressive hand.
Yeah.
Nonverbals, hand gestures.
It'd be interesting to watch some like videos of people that are talking, doing speeches and seeing if we can figure out from their body language, what are they really saying?
I taught a speech class, communication class at the high school years ago, Christian school.
Right.
And, you know, we studied like famous leaders, JFK, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
We even looked at some of Hitler. Not because we were honoring him.
Right.
Analyzing his nonverbals.
Yeah.
He was very, very aggressive.
Well, he would do his pointing and.
Yep.
Interesting.
And so I think we can see, you know, that aggressiveness. You can spot that within aggressive situations.
Absolutely.
People.
Yeah.
Looking down.
Okay.
Looking at the floor.
Right.
Makes you feel maybe unconfident, maybe shame.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that's something that to be aware of.
Right.
Especially in counseling or ministry.
Yeah. Right.
Or any situation.
Yeah. Or with the kids when they've done something wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Rubbing your hands together. New project, excitement.
Yeah.
Twisting your hair.
Okay.
Now, ladies do this. We see it in movies.
Right.
TV shows. It shows flirtation.
Okay.
Because when the woman twirls her hair, that's kind of a flirtatious gesture.
Okay.
Subconsciously.
Okay. Right.
Micro expressions.
What's that?
Micro expressions, we have many of them. They occur, they're just like very brief facial expressions.
They're like small.
One in 25th of a second.
Oh, that's fast. Okay.
And if you watch Slide to Me, which these guys are, you know, there are professionals out there. I'm not a professional.
No.
I'm just a therapist. I probably know more than the average person.
Right, yeah.
But this isn't my main focus.
And they have people like this that study juries and things like that.
Yes, they do.
Lawyers, you know, will hire them to study juries and stuff. So,
I know enough to get me in trouble.
Yeah.
I can find basics.
Right. But the micro expressions, I'm sure that takes a lot of study, I would think.
You know, it's kind of like someone getting angry and they smile at the same time. Someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
And they're actually smiling and with their, you know, very briefly.
Yeah.
They smile with maybe appearing sad or empathetic when in reality they were actually kind of happy that they were hurt.
Right. And it's very, like you said, very brief and can involve just really fast marks on your face. So, yeah.
Walking briskly.
That's a nonverbal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Confidence.
Oh.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Or you might be cold and you just want to get somewhere.
Yeah, that could be.
All right. Cool.
Placing your hand on your cheek.
Okay. All right.
Shows you're thinking.
Ah, thinking. My mom did that a lot.
Rubbing or touching your nose shows that you could be lying.
Lying.
You're being dishonest. And so, yeah, rubbing your nose, like Pinocchio.
Oh, sometimes it might itch, though, so you got to be careful.
You can't read in it. Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Rubbing your eyes is a sign of disbelief. So if a person's rubbing their eyes, you may want to clarify their doubts.
Yeah. Okay.
You may want to talk to them what they're doubting about. Definitely. Is there something you don't agree with here?
Right. Are you just tired? Yeah. Your contacts having issues?
Well, you don't need to be blunt. You just clarify.
Yeah, clarify. Yeah. Okay.
Standing with your hands clasped behind your back. I do this.
I do that too.
Because it's comfortable.
It is comfortable. So what does that mean?
It's not good because it makes you look like authoritarian.
Oh.
Like you're angry.
Oh, no.
Apprehensive.
We got to watch that then.
A nice casual pose. But when you put your hands behind your back, you're looking like you're aggressive.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We got to work on that one. Okay. I don't mean that, though.
Yeah. Standing with your hands on your hips.
I do that.
Shows that it can mean you're angry or aggressive.
Yeah.
But it can also mean, depending on the situation or circumstance or the relationship, that you're actually could be enthusiastic about getting something done.
Oh, okay.
So you got to look at that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Rubbing your neck. Is usually a sign of, basically you're feeling insecure, stressed,
all right,
and maybe trying to lie about something.
Oh, okay.
You're feeling caught.
Ah, so you're rubbing it because you're like caught.
You're trying to calm yourself down by rubbing your neck.
Very interesting. That's interesting. Okay.
Biting your lip. Sign of stress.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nervousness, boredom, or attraction.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
In the Bible, I don't want to forget this because the Bible is pretty clear too.
Uh-huh.
You know, Proverbs talks a little bit about people in general.
Right.
And a lot of times in Proverbs, in the Word of God, nonverbals can be a sign of wickedness.
True. Yes.
It says Proverbs 6:12-13, a worthless person, a wicked man, goes about with crooked speech, winks with his eye, signals with his feet, points with his finger.
Oh, okay.
So it's in general. This is not saying every person that does this.
Right.
The Proverbs are in general.
Right.
Psalm 63:4 talks about a righteous man. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift my hands in your name.
Okay.
To the heavens.
Right.
David once again says, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
Yes.
So I think our nonverbals, I mean, we talked about at church today at the sermon, talked about the tax collector who beat his chest and looked up to God, I'm not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes signs of unworthiness or looking down can be an opportunity for people humbling themselves and coming to know Jesus.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Because we really can't look up to God until we are right with God. And so we have to be humbled with the Word of God so that we can be right with God, pointing up to God.
Definitely. Very good.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, this was really interesting. Definitely. Yeah, nonverbals.
And nonverbals are interesting because, you know, God has wired us so that we cannot not communicate.
Right. Yeah.
And so most of our communication comes from nonverbals.
Yes, it does.
Tone of voice.
Yes.
And so, yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty cool stuff.
So check out your nonverbals, people. Definitely. And also remember that
God can absolutely take your mess, turn it into a message for his glory, for your good.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.